Hello, this is Grant from the Bank of Cardiff.
Yo, Grant, what's going on still?
Hey, Noel, how you doing?
I was just talking to DK, I think, Ruben I texted too. So I don't know if all the news kind of carried over to the West Coast, but there was a massive train crash in Hoboken, where I live.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
oh, geez,
and my daughter's... What's that?
I'm sorry, I didn't even think about that, like the correlation.
Oh,
No, it's fine.
It's just freak situation because my daughter's daycare is around the corner from the path, and they called us in like a tizzy, saying to all the parents that we have emergency shutdown because the police and ambulance are shutting down the entire kind of area. Me and wifey had to figure out how to, because we're both, you know, at work, 40 minutes, you know, both of us to get there, and I would take the train, which I can't because they shut down the path. So the PATH train is the underground, and then the New Jersey Transit, which is the one that crashed, is above ground, and it was the above ground train crashed 10 minutes, not even, about 5 minutes after I had left the underground station. So I was the last train before they shut down for the day because above ground was when they had this big crash. Mm-hmm. So, it's been a fun day.
I did see a news report come across on my phone, and I didn't even make that. Totally forgot you live in New Jersey.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not, you know, again, nothing that, you know, no biggie. It's just, I didn't even know about it until, like, literally, you know, I just went to work as any normal day, and then, like, 9:45, you know, I'm doing my work thing, and, like, I'd heard about it then at, like, 9:30 and everything else, and I was like, oh, shit, like, I just kind of, again, I was not in any immediate danger because I don't take that specific line, you know, I don't, but it was then, you know, just the
spooky.
Whole...
Spooky.
Yeah,
shit.
Spooky. Well, but I do walk past it to get, and then they were saying that there were injuries, people that were, because, you know, if you see the pictures, like, the train went through the wall and, like, into, the, like, near the street, which is, like, where I would, anyway. Long and short of it, I was not, like, spooked like that, but then it was when the daycare call was, like, fuck, now how the hell are we going to then pick up our daughter, because they're closing. And it's like, I'm in month end, I got a million things going on, and my wife's like in meetings, and she's like, I don't know what to do, so we're like, alright, we're calling our parents, and be like, they can't get in, because it'll take hours for them to come from where they are, and, you know, so, all that kind of fun stuff, and then the police have shut down the block, and you need to, like, show ID, and, like, show your parent that it's just a mess. So,
yeah,
that's
I'm looking at the
was.
Pictures now, it's pretty gnarly.
Yeah, it's pretty weird stuff. Anyway, I mean, it reminds me of what happened during Hurricane Sandy, because Hoboken got all sorts of lit up, from Sandy. But anyway, on to, the show must go on. I'll just call DK too, because, but yeah, so that's been my day. So I know there's a couple, pending items here, so let's just go through the rundown. Hold on. Okay, there was one that was, Arbor. So, in a positive twist, hold on. So, if you saw with the Arbor deal, kind of a one good. So, you know how I think we were saying how there's always, like, every quarter, there's basically a credit policy change?
Yeah.
Right? You know, like, with some of the deals that we've had, like, where, you know, like, it gets approved with that Reseda one, classic example, where it's like, okay, end of the quarter, we had it, and then the credit policy changed when we re-ran. So in this particular case, so they actually, I don't know why they decided to roll out the new credit policy, you know, a couple days before the end of the month, whatever. In this case, it actually helped because, so American Arbor, if you recall, was right kind of below the cusp for OnDeck Select, and then once this new credit policy hit, that's when it actually got the bump to then get on the X-Select. So that was basically what happened here. So we do have now on X-Select options all the way up to 250. Just wanted to see what, I guess you had a question regarding it. So one, it is a real approval. I've had a couple of partners call me and be like, hey, I just got a better approval. Like, what happened? So, like, is this real? Like, is it a glitch? I'm like, no, it's actually not a glitch. Like, they just replugged it in, and then basically it's like boom, boom, boom. I had a bunch of new offers out.
Yeah, well, that's good. My question's twofold. Not been getting Select as often as usual, but if I recall correctly, 24 or 36 months come with a 4% O fee. Do you think that there's a chance we could waive it down to 2.5?
Yes, we can. We can go 2.5% on the select program.
This is the second part of the question. Customer only wants $85K. I'm imagining there's a minimum funding amount at 24 and 36 months. Is that correct?
It actually is not. We can do that if they want it.
We could do $85K over 24 and 36 months with a 2.5% fee?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, well, that's good news. I'm going to put that in our system right after I'm done with this conversation. So I'm going to put that in our system and say that we can drop it down to 2.5. Next, there's a deal called Golden Choice, and there was some stipulation about why the house is connected to the REMAX office. There's no relationship. They're just connected. Hoping that answer will suffice enough to move forward.
Yeah, it was a weird deal. So actually, the processor kind of reached out to me on this one. So I'm going to just go through my chat log real quick. Because, again, this was one from yesterday, and then today followed up with me on it. Okay, so basically, it's not just the legal company itself, Golden Choice, reverts back to the real estate company itself. As in, the legal name of the real estate office is Golden Choice also. Hold on. REMAX Golden Choice is the name of the real estate, is the legal name of the real estate office. So they wanted to, is this a company that he owns also, or is that, because basically what they're seeing is that everything that they searched for this business entity reverts back to the REMAX. It's not just like the address where he lives. So I'm assuming that maybe he owns the property and then has like a real estate practice or a real estate company. Something like that? I don't know.
I'm not sure, but I have a different billing address for the business, a 731 Main Street, Darby, Pennsylvania. Which I guess doesn't make any fucking sense because it's bringing me to a gas station.
Golden Choice LLC. Give me 1 second.
I'm looking at Google Maps right now.
It's kind of a weird one. I remember like the processor said this one's kind of weird. Was the exact words? So yeah, 731 Main Street in Darby, right? That's what we.
Yeah, let me get my dude to be in the right place.
Was the guy's balance $49K or is it $125K? So I see there's a balance. So the reason why I asked, I'm trying to like look at the deal and see if even with all things considered, because it's already going to be a high-risk industry anyway, if it would have enough juice in the approval, potential approval, to kind of cover the balance.
I think I have it as I have the rep listing it as 49K. That 731 looks to be a friggin' gas station. So.
Yeah, that's no. Yeah, so it's not what I think. You know, hold on. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to give my entire. All right, let me go back to. Okay, something linking the legal name of the company to that DBA and the relationship between the company and REMAX. I said that. It says the legal company maps to the REMAX. There's nothing showing connection with the Two Good Food Mart. Said what the home address. So, with the name of the REMAX came, which is also Golden Choice, which is the legal name of the business. The address is a problem. Okay, I think he wanted to. I think it was just trying to figure out basically. So Golden Choice LLC, right? It's one of those things. If a gas so the gas station has Two Food Mart, right? They can't connect the DBA Two Food Mart to Golden Choice LLC because the name of the real estate office is Golden Choice REMAX. So basically, what they're trying to see is basically, is this guy actually applying with something that is legally a real estate office entity for his gas station or something?
Oh. Oh, okay.
I know.
The fuck?
It's kind of weird. So if you search Golden Choice REMAX.
Okay.
if you just search in Google Golden Choice Remax, it'll show up as the 8102 Western Chester Pike. So, as he said, it would be a weird coincidence that a gas station has the same exact business name as his as a real estate office that he lives behind. So he's basically just wants to know, is that his company? If so, that's fine. We just need to know what's the connection, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this one's a weird one.
Yeah, if you Google Golden Choice Remax, it shows their home and the Remax office that is connected to D is... Is wondering if there is any relationship between gas station slash convenience store and the real estate office. It's odd that there is a Remax Golden Choice company on Yelp. This leads them to believe they are connected. Something like that.
Yeah, pretty much. It's pretty weird. I just sent you super pages. So it'll say Remax Golden Choice, and it's like the guy's home address. So it's like, okay, well, that's fine. We just need to, like, basically, like, before they send it to underwriting, they would get dinged. If the underwriter says, why did you move the store to me? Like, this is clearly not, like, you know, not something we can do. So that's why they're, usually I would say they're being nitpicky, but this one is, like, a little strange. I mean, all basically just need to, have the merchant say, hey, what's the connection? Like, you live behind a real estate office called Remax Golden Choice, but your gas station, which is a different company, is also called Golden Choice LLC. Like, what's the connection? Do you own that? And, like, that's what you just call,
Can't be a coincidence. I feel you.
Yeah, it's like, it's one of those things, like, if I had, I used to be a real estate, person like that. So it's like, if I had, like, Noel Joseph Realty, and it's like, Noel Joseph, maybe I'll just, bad example. I call it, Cardiff Realty, and then, or this is Cardiff Choice, and then it's like, I have a gas station, also Cardiff Choice, and I live behind the real estate office, like, okay, like, if it's your company, no biggie. It's like, all right, they just need to know, what is it, what's the connection? And that's it.
Yeah.
And then they'll move it.
All right, yeah. I've sent them an email and copied Dennis on it. He was helping out on this deal, and, I mean, it is odd. So hopefully, like, they get where your concern's coming from. If not, whatever.
I'll tell you this. It's not my concern. I just want to fund the deal.
Yeah. No, I know. But on deck.
I hate it. Yeah, exactly. Cool. Any other ones that you wanted to look through?
I think that's going to cover it for me right now. Amy would like to speak to you, though, real quick, if you have a moment.
Yeah, perfect.
All right. One moment.
Hey, Amy.
Hello. Hey, how's it going?
Not bad. It's been, I'll let Grant tell you kind of the craziness of my day.
A lot going on, I'm sure.
Oh, no, not even that. Just, if you look in the news, he can tell you. It's a long story.
Okay.
Everyone's okay. Well, everyone's okay. We'll just say that. But
all right.
There was a train crash in my hometown of where I live in Hoboken. So it's been a weird day.
I'm sorry. I'm glad you're okay. Do you take the train into the office or into the city?
It's a different train, but it's in the same station. Mm-hmm. So I take a different line. One is, like, above ground, one is below ground. I take the below ground one to the city, and the train that crashed and just destroyed basically the top part of the station was the above ground commuter rail. But it's, like, literally, like, 50 feet away from each other. So it's kind of weird. And then I took an 820 train, the crash of an 830, and my daughter's daycare is right there, and my wife has to go pick her up because they're shutting down the daycare because the police are around, and it's been in that kind of day.
Oh, man.
But it's okay. I'm good. Baby's good. Wifey's good. Just logistics.
Right. It's just something to kind of throw you off your game for to start your day. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Show must go on, as they say, right?
Yeah.
All right, so what's happening?
The one thing that I'm trying to like get a hold of you for is a lean arch. I think Ruben had called you and basically just wanted to see if submitting the additional banks is going to help us get this approved here.
So, that, I recall this one. This is the one that is his former customer with us. I recall now. Yeah, just been playing catch-up for a lot of the day. Yeah, no, I texted Ruben, I think, called me earlier. I texted him, like, hey, sorry, I'll get back to you when I can. Told him the same scoop. All right, so we are looking for, what is it? Please provide the July 26th. Lots of transfers. Okay. Let me just pull up your email.
So, yeah, my email just has those 3 months of banks for the two accounts attached. And I think we're just trying to see if we can get close to what the customer has as far as the competing approval goes. It's $80K over 12 months out of 140.
Over 12 months, 140, got it.
And I know this is like an existing customer, so if that speeds things up on your end, I think you guys have like a ton of information on him already.
Got it. I am sending this over now. All right, so what I'm going to do is I am going to... okay, cool. So I'm going to sell. I'm putting in the notes right now for them to see what we can do. The guy's credit's a little bit beat up. So that's the only thing I think that's going to kind of be the issue. I wonder what his credit was last time. I wonder if it went down.
So Ruben also told me, I guess, there's some like adjustments to his credit based on what we had originally when we submitted. I think that he had like some issues with like an Amex payment and was also like behind on his mortgage.
I see some of that stuff reporting. So it looks like when we first did the deal in 2014, he did $700. Next time we did the renewal, $682. Next time for the next renewal, $641. So it's kind of been a full bleed, it looks like.
Trending downhill.
So we'll you know, that's obviously going to be factoring in, I'm sure, in some way, but renewal credit policy is always more forgiving, so we'll see how that kind of fares, all things considered. So, I just put a note down, just basically with some of the stuff you said, repurposed, and see what they say. Let me see, is it on for... I'm deleting the part where it says customer is paying himself, because that will be a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, just because that, you know, that's going to throw up a little bit of a red flag.
Sure. Cleaning it up as needed, I'm sure. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries, yeah. You know, then it's like, the guy's just taking money from the business. Like, we don't want that. Because he's got personal credit problems. And, you know, it's like one of those things they'll connect the dots pretty clearly. It's like, okay, credit's gone down. Oh, things are going wrong. Oh, what's he doing? Oh, taking money from the business. Oh, makes sense. Don't want to do it. that's my quick kind of underwriter of sorts. So what I'll do is I'm going to repurpose it a little bit and send it down now, so I will see what they say. It's going to be a toss-up, I would say. So we'll see kind of how it goes. Arch.
No problem.
I just realized something. Is one of his accounts the personal account?
Let's see. I have to take a look.
I guess there's no...
Are you seeing that it's a personal account? I'm just opening up this stuff right now.
It doesn't actually delineate if it's... But it says your advantage tiered interest checking. Let me just...
Oh, yeah. It looks like the account ending in 8033 might be personal because it has his name on it. And then, yeah, I'm seeing what you're seeing, your advantage tiered interest checking. And so you're saying that's problematic because of the transfers?
I think so. I'm looking at the new, let me look at the banks for August. So if he indeed paid himself, online bank or trans, he's got money coming in from there. And let's see the draw. Oh, yeah. Okay, I see it. It's pretty cut and dry. Yes, I mean, let's just see if they if it just kind of gets swept under the rug. Because if they see this, what they're going to just say is that they're commingling funds.
Okay.
Which would be, you know, pretty cut. And it's not like, you know, sometimes we've gotten some leeway on it when it's like, oh, you know, someone's putting money into the business from their personal account. You know, that's one thing. But, like, I'm looking at it, and it's only money coming out of the business. Well, there is actually one transfer coming back in of $5,100. But there's a lot more going out. Let's just see. This is one of those I'm going to probably not. I'll try, you know, less is more, and I'll try to be purposely vague and see what happens. But if it, you know, if they happen to pick up on it, you know, just a heads up that, you know, they might pick up on it, but maybe it'll just kind of get lost in the sauce, hopefully, and it'll just kind of, like, move it along. We'll see. So it could go either way. So we'll kind of more depend on subjectivity, I guess.
All right. Sounds good. If this one does end up getting declined, I think it'd be helpful if you can just, like, shed a little bit light on the decline rather than just sending, like, a generic, you know, decline reason.
Yep.
Because I'm sure he's going to have questions.
Sure, yeah, of course. No, I know how it is. And, yeah, I mean, that's not me who's, you know, that's our operations team sending it. So, you know, just, you know, I can follow up with them from there.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Noel. I appreciate you looking at this. I'm glad you're from this morning.
Yeah, you know, I don't think I was in any immediate danger, but this has just been a kind of clusterfuck of, you know, logistics now, just with daycare and this and that, so it's, what's up?
Will you be able to get home, like, later on?
I'm just
going to
take
down?
A different, train shut down, but I'm just going to take a different route home, so, yeah, it's going to be fine, it's, you know, again, nothing, you know, appreciate the, you know, like I said, all things considered, this is just more inconvenience, but a little bit of a spooky situation, I guess, for lack of a better way of saying it.
Right. All right.
Well, yeah.
Well, you take care, all right?
I will. Well, thank you, and we'll talk soon, I'm sure. And if not, well, I'm sure we'll talk tomorrow. Who am I kidding? We'll talk soon.
All right. Sounds good.
All righty.
All right. Talk to you later.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. No problem.